How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
I'm Lauren.
How you doing?
Good. You're the homeowner?
Yes, I am.
Did you guys hear anything about the flush outs we're doing here in Windermere?
No, what is it?
Let me show you. The wasps up here in the corners?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things, but another thing is just as the homes start to settle and the foundations crack a little bit, little ants start to show up. And so they wanted to make sure they're not going to have anything come in the house. What have you guys noticed? I mean, since you moved in, what, five years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what have you noticed? More like wasps or ants or spiders?
Ants have been the biggest thing, but I put everything around. I put the guard around the whole perimeter.
Ortho, home defense?
Yeah.
Cool. How often do you spray every month?
No, not every month. Lacrosse starts, so I got a lot going on. Then deer season starts, so I got a lot going on.
Yeah.
But I didn't see that. Usually they're in the fence. That's the worst part. I was cutting the grass the other day. I just bumped the fence.
Oh.
And I was like, what the hell was that? And then I saw them flying. I was like, son of a bitch, I got a beehive right under my metal fence.
Yeah.
They go right underneath.
Yeah.
So then I got my spray, and I sprayed them.
Cool.
So I didn't see that. I'll spray that one.
Yeah.
But we're good.
Looks like
we're good.
Doesn't look like I was moving very much.
No, there's not a lot of action
up
there.
Maybe they're old.
Yeah.
But, I mean, with the ants, how long have you been noticing them since you moved in?
It seems like early spring, and I haven't had a problem since once I put everything down.
Okay.
So.
Because with the ants, I mean, just where the development is built, there's an ant colony here from one end to the other. People see the same little ants.
I had them where they were bundling up through the wall.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, see that sand in front of the stone?
Yeah.
You know, and I sprayed it, and it's been fine.
Okay, yeah.
But
and so what we do on the inside, I mean, they come up underneath foundation, get into the walls, and that's why you see them in the spring so much. They're hatching like crazy, and after that, they just kind of maintain, and so they don't really need to come out. We inject it into the walls so it flushes out any colony that. Were you seeing in the kitchen ever?
And I put the baits out and, you know, then spray the perimeter, and we've been pretty good.
Yeah, and so, I mean, that's going to take care of the colony that's there so they're not recurring every year. Rather than have to continue to fight them every year, knocks them out, and then on the outside, do some tick treatment in the lawn. We're a smaller company. My brother's the owner, so we kind of have to do more.
I totally understand. Yeah. I usually, hit the seven. Beetles, I was amazed that beetles haven't been bad. I don't know if it's the heat. Now, usually you can kick a tree, and they go off, and I'm like, beetles, I don't know. But yet I know from working in the yard, seeing all the grubs, I'm like, well, they're here.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the heat's been keeping them down or not.
I'm not sure about the beetles,
I don't know. But I'm good. Give me your card. If something comes up, I'll definitely give you a call.
Cool, yeah.
I appreciate it. And where are you from?
Where am I from? Where is the company out of?
Company.
The company's out of, we have an office in Plainsboro and Jackson, and another one in Bridgeport, PA.
Okay, so. Yep. I know all those areas.